Welcome to Managing Tech Millions, the podcast for tech professionals navigating the journey from high earners to confident wealth managers. Struggling with equity compensation decisions? Are you curious about turning your portfolio into a thriving, scalable business? You're in the right place. Master your millions, own your legacy. Join us each week as we uncover strategies, share actionable insights, and help you take charge as CEO of your financial future. Covered call ETFs are one of the most popular income vehicles on the market right now, and they're also one of the most blindly bought. Most people pick a fund based on one thing, the yield percentage advertised. That single blind spot leads to a handful of expensive mistakes. I know this because when I started moving capital into them a few years ago, capital that's part of a portfolio generating over $200,000 a year in income, I almost made several of them myself. I caught them because I went deep. I evaluated the strategies, compared the funds, broke down the tax structures. But here's what nobody tells you. That big yield number that you see on their website, that's not what you keep. I'm Christopher Nelson, and in this video, I'm going to walk you through the five biggest mistakes people make with covered call ETFs and exactly what to do instead. Get these right, and you'll be ahead of almost everyone buying these funds. Before we get into the mistakes, let's make sure we're on the same page about what these funds actually do. You own shares of something, let's say the S&P 500. The fund sells someone else the right to buy those shares at a higher price within a set window of time. For giving up that right, you get paid a premium. That premium becomes your monthly income. That's the trade. You're converting market exposure into cash flow. It's an income tool, not a growth tool. And here's why the mistakes matter so much. Two investors can buy funds in the exact same category, in the exact same market, and walk away with wildly different results. One keeps most of what they earn, the other slowly hands back their principal to themselves and calls it income. The difference isn't luck, it's avoiding these five mistakes. Mistake number one, chasing the yield number. This is the big one, the mistake almost everyone makes first. You pull up two funds. One advertises a 12% yield. The other advertises 50%. And your brain does the obvious thing. It assumes the 50% fund pays you four times as much. But yield tells you what you receive. It says nothing about what you keep. Here's what's actually happening with a lot of these eye-popping yields. When a fund distributes more than it earns, that extra money has to come from somewhere. It comes from your principal. That's not income, that's a slow liquidation disguised as a monthly check. Take a zero DTE fund that I looked at. It advertised a yield around 45%. Sounds incredible, but over that same period, its share price dropped nearly 27%. The actual total return, around 11. A huge chunk of that income was your own money being handed back to you. When I do my own research, I run everything through one lens. It's called after-tax alpha. I ask one question, after fees, after taxes, after any changes in the share price, what did this fund actually put in my pocket? And here's the simple test you can run yourself. I call it the yield trap test. If a fund's yield is consistently higher than its total return year after year, the distributions are coming out of your principal, full stop. So stop shopping by yield. Start measuring what you keep. Mistake number two, not knowing the strategy under the hood. People treat all covered call ETFs like they're the same product, and they're not even close. The strategy a fund uses determines your return profile, your risk, and how much wealth you actually build. And there are four main approaches you need to recognize. Number one, out of the money, or OTM. The fund sells calls above the current strike price, so you keep some of the upside before the calls kick in. Steady premium, yields often in the 10 to 15% range. This is the conservative end. Number two, at the money, or ATM. The fund sells calls right at the current strike price. Slightly higher premium, but you give almost all of the upside the moment the market moves up. Number three, 0 days to expiration, or zero DTE. These sell options that expire the same day, every day. massive headline yields, 30, 40, 50%, and often brutal capital erosion underneath. And number four, synthetic. These funds don't even own the underlying stock. They use derivatives to mimic owning volatile companies, which lets them advertise yields north of 100%. But the results tell the real story. A single volatile stock synthetic fund can lose 40% or more of your capital in a single year while waving a triple-digit yield in your face. Here's the takeaway. A conservative OTM fund on the NASDAQ delivered close to an 18% total return in a good year. A synthetic fund chasing triple-digit yields on one volatile stock lost nearly half its value in that same window. Same broad category, completely different outcomes. And these approaches stack. A synthetic zero DTE fund on a single volatile stock is three aggressive features layered into one product. The more layers, the more that yield is compensated for risk, not income that you can count on. So if you don't know which of these four you own, that's the mistake. Find out before you buy. Mistake number three, holding the fund in the wrong account. The third one might be the most expensive mistake I see, and it has nothing to do with which fund you pick. It's about where you hold it. Not all covered call ETFs are taxed the same, and the differences are not small. Some funds generate return of capital and qualify for favorable index option tax treatment. Your effective tax rate on those distributions can land in the single digits. Those belong in your taxable brokerage account because that's where the tax efficiency actually benefits you. Other funds generate ordinary income taxed at your highest marginal rate, up to 37%. Those belong inside your IRA or 401k where that tax drag disappears. Put the right fund in the wrong account and you hand a chunk of your income straight to the IRS for no reason. Let me show you what that's worth. Say you have a $500,000 in covered call ETFs. Hold it all in an ordinary income fund inside a taxable account in a high tax bracket, and you could be looking at roughly $14,000 a year in federal taxes on those distributions. Place those same dollars correctly. Tax-efficient funds in the taxable account, ordinary income funds inside the IRA, and that current year federal bill could drop to as low as $1,500. That's more than $10,000 back in your pocket, same total investment, same funds, different account placement. Of course, this is an example, not tax or financial advice. Your situation will vary, but the principle holds. Where you hold it matters as much as what you buy. Then there's mistake number four, skipping the foundation. People buy the exciting fund first. They hear about the AI covered call fund or the Bitcoin covered call fund with the 60% yield, and that's where the money goes. No foundation underneath it, just the thrill ride. When you build a covered call portfolio, you should structure it like a building. Foundation first. Tier one is your core. The majority of your allocation, broad market covered call ETFs on S&P 500, the NASDAQ, stable, predictable income producers, this is the foundation everything else sits on. Tier two is growth plus income, a smaller slice for diversification, small caps, international emerging markets, different cycles, added resilience. And then tier three, tactical. For most investors, no more than a small fraction of the portfolio and only with real conviction. This is where the volatile, single theme funds live. The ones where your income can swing 30 to 50% year over year. Here's the mistake in one sentence. People start at the top of the pyramid. They chase tier three yields without ever pouring the tier one foundation. Built in order, foundation first, the exciting stuff last, that is all. Mistake number five, treating them as the whole strategy. People treat covered call ETFs as a complete income plan, and they're not. They're one instrument, a powerful one, but one piece of a much larger system. Think about how you'd run a business. You wouldn't build a company on a single revenue stream and call it diversified. You'd build multiple streams that behave differently so that when one has a down year, the others carry you. Your income architecture should work the same way. Covered call ETFs do one job well. They convert market exposure into cash flow, but they don't protect you from prolonged drawdown. They don't grow your principal, and they don't, on their own, generate income that lasts across decades without erosion. That's why I think of them as one component inside what I call the evergreen model, a portfolio structure built to generate income without depleting in principal. Covered call ETFs definitely have a seat at that table, but they don't own the whole table. When you stop asking which fund has the highest yield and start asking how does this fit into my overall income structure, that's the shift. That's when you stop being a fund picker and start being the CEO of your own portfolio. So let's bring it home. Five mistakes, five fixes. One, chasing the yield. Measure what you keep, not what they advertise. Run the yield trap test. Number two, not knowing the strategy. Know whether you own OTM, ATM, zero DTE, or synthetic before you buy. Three, the wrong account. Match the fund's tax structure to the right account and keep thousands more every year. Four, skipping the foundation. Build in tiers, core first, tactical last. And five, treating them as a whole strategy. They're one component of a complete income architecture, not the architecture itself. If you get these five right, you're operating at a level most investors never reach. And that last mistake is the one that opens the bigger door, because covered call ETFs are a powerful tool, but they're one piece of a complete income architecture, the kind that generates cash flow without quietly draining your principal. So if you have $1 million to $30 million in net worth and you want to learn how to build that full architecture, I'd love to have you at our next live workshop. It's a two-hour deep dive where you'll walk away with a legacy statement, an investment thesis, and a portfolio structure tailored to your goals. At the time of recording this, we've had over 2,000 people just like you come through this workshop. Head to wealthops.io/go or click the link below this video. Our next workshop is likely just in a few days. And after you sign up, check out this video on the Evergreen Portfolio Model we go deep into in the workshop. Let's keep building.